Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. I've got two very three very special people here in studio, but only two of them are very special guests. The third one is an exchange student from Italy. So before we get started, John Leonetti and Scott Sonda, you're on with Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Facebook live stream. You can see these guys. You brought in this beautiful Italian woman, Sophia. What's the story here, John?
I was actually perusing Facebook and found out that this young lady over here lost her host family.
Oh.
And, you know, I discussed it with Sandy, and we just decided that this was something that, you know, we really wanted to do. And so far, Sophia's just been a fantastic, you know, individual. She's, you know, she's bright, you know.
Hard worker. You have her out in the fields earning her keep and all that?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Soon enough.
Good. You're strong. You're very strong. Okay, good.
But she'll be going to...
need it.
She'll be going to Brook High School this year.
Brook High School. Oh, Brook, there. There you go. Okay, great. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Welcome back. Sophia, thank you for being a good sport. I appreciate that. So we got John Leonetti here, born in Pittsburgh. Don't hold that against him. Raised in Upper St. Clair. He comes from money. Don't hold that against him. He's actually a very good guy. Also, Scott Sonda, both from West Virginia now, and they've been wonderful, leading the fight here for property rights for so many people. Is everybody getting ripped off regarding the Marcellus Shale and the Utica Shale and royalties, guys? Is everybody getting ripped off, Scott?
Well, ripped off might be a rough term to use.
It's talk radio. We like rough terms. This is kind of what we do here.
The gas companies, you know, obviously they pay royalties on production, but there's 100 different ways to skin a cat in showing what they actually get, what they have to pay. There's all different ways they can cheat people out of what they deserve.
Are they cheating you and other property owners?
Oh, I know they are, in my case, anyhow. And they're doing it to one, they're doing it to all.
How are they cheating?
They may not totally report what they receive for selling the oil and gas.
How do you know that? How could a property owner know that? By the way, I strongly suspect you're right, but how do you know that?
It's difficult because there's no transparency in the industry.
Yes.
We've got the fox watching the hen house, so to speak. And you got to do a lot of digging. You got to have good experts that know where to look. And, of course, John and I do. And it's just a constant fight trying to uncover what they should be giving us.
Yeah. I first met you two, and I want to give a big shout out to a politician, a guy who was running for office for Congress. You want to tell us about him?
Nate?
Yeah.
Nate's a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, John did a lot of work for Nate, so I'll let him.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Nate Kane, who was raising Kane in West Virginia.
Yeah, Nate really did. Nate listened to us.
Yes, he did.
He was one of the first ones to do it. But, you know, it sort of got the ball rolling for us to really, we really started to understand how to attack this problem. Not necessarily. I mean, the court system right now is a necessary thing for a lot of mineral owners. But in order to really have this in bedrock, you know, basically codified in code, you have to start going through the political route. And if nothing else, Nate really kind of gave us an idea of what route we needed to go.
Yeah, Nate Kane was wonderful with you. God bless Nate Kane and Melody. God bless this man. He's got a podcast. Have you been on his podcast?
I was actually, I think, on his first podcast,
actually.
Oh, you
got to go back on. Nate Kane is just the best. Absolutely
wonderful. Oh, he is. He's an American hero.
No question.
100%.
No question. Now, I want to get to the other heroes, Chris Rose and Laura Wakeham Laura, whatever. She's very good, though. But before that, you have a really interesting story that the media has not covered, and I frankly didn't know about it either. And so tell us about this incredible accident with the truck in Wellsburg, and how that relates to the whole fracking industry problems.
Well, the truck was hauling a piece of equipment called a flex reel, and from what I understand, they use it to unplug a well when they've been fracking the well, and I don't, for whatever reason, it plugs up, and they get too much sand, too much water, whatever, so they have to have this specialized piece of equipment to unplug this well. Well, this piece of equipment was, I don't know where it originated at. That morning it started in Smithton, PA, and it should have been a permitted load. Altogether, the truck weighed 193,000 pounds, according to reports. A normal tractor trailer, fully loaded, is legally allowed at 80,000.
Oh, my God.
So he was almost 2.5 times the legal limit. So it should have been a permitted load. So to haul, I've been around trucking industry since I was about 12 when Dad got his first truck. You have to apply for a permit for oversized loads, over width, over height, over weight, and the state should have put out a route that he would have had to have followed. Somebody had to approve
West,
that.
West Virginia, you're talking
and
about
PA, now. Because and PA. Both PA and West Virginia should have approved routes for this truck to haul.
Did they?
We're assuming they did. I don't know. From what we've seen with state entities, John and I went down to Charleston in January to sit in an oil and gas conservation commission hearing on force pooling. And basically, whatever the gas company wants, they just rubber stamp and give. I sat there and I watched one of the commissioners ask Southwest, do you have...
Southwest?
SWN, the drilling company.
Okay.
Now they're expand.
Yeah. They change about once a week, the names.
I think so.
Yeah.
But one of the commission members asked the attorney representing Southwest, do you have all the subsurface easements to drill this well? And they said no. They got the permit anyhow. So I'm curious to, which nobody's ever asked, I'm sure, did Southwest, they needed this piece of equipment this truck was hauling, did they use their influence to get this route approved, to get it hurried up because they needed it? They had a frac crew sitting there that could not work. How much is that costing them a day? So are we putting a bottom line ahead of public safety?
Did you reach out to the Attorney General's office?
I have not yet, no.
Oh, that's where you got to do. I mean, I would think.
But this truck, there was other routes that this truck could have taken.
Why did it take this one?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What happened after the accident? What happened?
Investigation, from what I know, is still ongoing. And the way most of these investigations go, they blame it driver error and mechanical failure.
Do you think the driver was at fault here?
No, this guy knew what he was doing. The way he handled the truck, the way he had chained the load down, they pulled it out of the river. It was on its side in the river, and his flex reel was still chained to the trailer. The way he knew what he was doing.
Wow.
This guy was good.
Wow.
And he was put in an impossible situation.
Lost his life?
Yep.
And he was a hero, just by the way. Tell the listeners about his heroic actions.
Well, coming down that hill, it's a 9% grade. I mean, you basically just drop off a cliff coming down this hill. There's no truck ramp to, if you lose your brakes, you come down, it's got a little level spot, and it drops down again to the red light. And I heard, I don't know how true it is, but there was a guy outside mowing his grass, and he said when he come off of that dip, he was airborne. He was going so fast because he had no brakes.
Oh, my word.
He went through a busy intersection that's normally packed with people, straight down through, didn't hit a building, didn't hit another vehicle, nobody else, and he ended up hitting trees there at the river, and I think that's what killed him, was the trees destroyed the truck cab, and he ended up in the river.
My goodness, and you think, when you pull back the curtain, you think the real issue here is the influence of these fracking companies that they own
The gas company, not the fracking company.
The gas company
has huge influence in this state.
They own most of the politicians, but not all.
They have a lot of influence.
Yeah. I wouldn't say they own the politicians. Yeah.
They rent them.
They have
short-term
a lot of
lease.
Influence because the thing is, we hear it all the time when we talk to the politicians. Well, you know, they bring a lot of money into the state, and they're investing all this in infrastructure and all this. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but that shouldn't give them a pass on everything.
Yeah, no question about that whatsoever. I know you've been working with Jamie Bordas.
John,
did you talk with Jamie about this truck driver and your concerns?
No, I haven't actually.
They really should.
Yeah.
Boy, they did, Jamie and them, because you've got a history with them. I mean, it sounds to me like this is just right up the alley for Bordas and Bordas. If you're telling, what you're telling me seems to be outrageous, inappropriate.
Well, here's the thing. I know a lot of excellent truck drivers. I've been around it for 40 plus years. And
you know Big Willie, he's a truck driver too, a guy who's actually goes by the name Big Willie and he calls in. I hear he's really, really quite good.
I don't want to see this poor driver get put at fault. And he was in a situation he shouldn't have been in.
Right.
And if he had a permitted route, he had to follow it. You have no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
So I don't want to see the blame fall to him because he absolutely does not deserve
it. Bordas and Bordas has got to take a look at this. I mean, that's all there's to it. So you're, how bad is the situation for property owners here in our listening area if they're on top of the Marcellus or the Utica Shale or anything else? How bad is it? Are they getting ripped off, you think?
Well, I think a lot of it right now, from what I'm seeing, and I know Scott will echo the same thing, it starts with these leases. I mean, the stuff that we're... I had a friend of mine, you know, hand me his lease. They're trying to... I guess they're trying to unitize an area up in Mozart. And I was looking at this, and it was a lease from, you know, Southwest Expand, which Scott was telling me is just basically a template from the Chesapeake days. And they have things in there that are just mind-blowing.
Like what?
Well, they've taken it now for the royalty calculations. It used to be when all these old leases started, whatever the gas company received as their gross for payment, then they would calculate your royalties. Now, this new lease, John was reading it to me, they now calculate royalties on a net, which is gross minus expenses, and then these are net leases where they can take expenses again.
So if they have lots of supposed expenses, they don't have to give anything to the owner.
Right.
So it's to their benefit to have lots of expenses, maybe paying themselves.
Absolutely.
So a lot of times...
What a racket.
Yeah.
So a lot of times they'll take the expenses out before they actually pay you. So that'll be the actual figure that they pay you, not what they made initially, from the point of sale.
And they have no motivation to control their expenses either.
No. Well, and here's the thing most people forget. Of all these leases, the old ones were 12.5% royalties. The newer ones were up to 18. I've heard of maybe 20. So on average, most of their royalty payouts is 15%. So that means 85% of what they get to keep to start with before they even have to pay royalties. 85% they get to keep legally. And then they're just, they're trying to work the numbers to where they keep even more of it.
It's unbelievable. Now, you guys are going down to Charleston. There's some big meeting, right, that you've got coming up?
Yes, we have this is a meeting that Scott and I organized along with Pastor Dale Dudgeon down in Doddridge County. It's going to be at the Doddridge County High School this Saturday. Doors open at 5:30 and the meeting starts at 6. And what's really interesting about this meeting is that it's literally the first of its kind in West Virginia. At no point has there ever been this many elected officials at this level that's actually going to be at this meeting to listen to mineral owners finally and listen to what they have to say.
How many commitments do you have? 5, 10?
Right now we have Senator Chris Rose, Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman.
The two best ones.
Yeah.
Yes. And Delegate Jimmy Willis and the newly minted, appointed by Governor Morrissey, Bill Bell. And they're going to be there and they're going to be listening to what people have to say and a lot of their grievances and stories. And this really hasn't been done before in this town hall type style meeting.
We hope to get a good turnout where people constructively tell them what's been happening to them.
Can you get rides for some of our listeners if they want to come, but they're too frail, too weak, or too old, or whatever?
We can do our best, but it's right now we don't really have anything to kind of coordinate that at this point.
Okay. Well, still, I want to talk with you more about this. Also, this forced pooling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Forced pooling.
That's a loose term for it.
Okay. But it's a big issue, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk with you about that as well and some other stuff, too. Very special guest. We've got John Leonetti here and also Scott Sonda. If people want to get more information, John, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at my email, which is John Thomas Leonetti scott@protonmail.com.
All right. And Scott, how do they reach you?
The best way is probably my cell phone, 304-830-0929.
More with a very special guest. And again, this could end up saving you a tremendous amount of money. Stay tuned.